he was a guy who was up near the top, and I thought with a really strong spring could have been in conversation at the very top of the draft, given his tools, and a college bat with power who can play center field. You get that very often. And then he started off the year the way he started off. And I mean, there's always been swing and miss concerns with Judd Fabian. I can tell you, you've talked to scouts, anyone who's, over 20% strikeout rate in college, some teams that's going to be an issue, or at least make you question. He was at about 40% at the beginning of the year. Then he started getting locked in. He got hot, and that kind of moved him back up. And there was a stretch of time where he didn't look like he'd be a first rounder. We've got him, where we've got him ranked now, somewhere in the middle. We've got him at number 17. Our top 200 is a little outdated at this point. He was really getting hot, and then he had that weekend against Arkansas where, he struck out 9 times and 11 at-bats, and that kind of probably put a little cement in terms of him rising up. He's still a first-rounder because of those tools, but I don't think that he's a guy who goes top 10, unless there's a team that wants to reach a little bit if they feel that they can save a little money, and I have no inclination whether or not he'd be willing to do that.